Brethren, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God.
It's time for the Holy Manna radio broadcast with Brother Byron Chesney, pastor at Highland Baptist Church. For the next few minutes, Brother Byron will be bringing you some truths from God's holy word. So have your Bible ready and follow along with Brother Byron.
James 5 and 16 says, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. How many of us today, the first time something happens to us, we're faced with adversity, something in your life that's going wrong, you've been hit with it out of the blue, and what do? Do we first drop to our knees and pray to God? And say, God, help me with this problem I'm going through. Lord, give me wisdom. Give me power. Give me faith, God, to get through this. Or do we go looking elsewhere? Do we get on and say, oh my goodness, I got to go to the internet and pull up Google and Google this and find out what everybody else is doing for this situation? Do I need to go to my friends? I heard that he might know something about this. I need to go see my doctor. I need to see my lawyer. I need to see somebody. Or do we say, I need to petition God, and I need my fellow brothers and sisters in Christ to get down on their knees and petition God for me, because the fervent prayers of a righteous man availeth much. Friends, that's what we need to be doing. We need to be a praying church. I told you last Sunday we need to be a Bible-minded church. We need to be a praying church. People need to say, those people down at Highland, if you want something lifted up to God, you need to go call their prayer line. You need to call their pastor. You need to call one of their members, because they're a praying church. And they'll petition God on our behalf. Friends, I know that we can be that praying church. Friends, we just got to put our faith in God. We need to have Daniel's prayer life. Him and his buddies, they go down and they start praying. I imagine they prayed all night over this matter. I'd say they didn't stop 1 minute. We need to remember that this morning. Verse 19 says, then was the secret revealed. Then was the secret revealed. Not before, but after they prayed, after they got down and petitioned God, then was it revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And he changes the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who has given me wisdom and might, and has made known unto me now what we desired of thee, for thou hast now made known unto the king's matter. You see what's going on with Daniel here? You see, after he prayed, God gave him this vision, he gave him the interpretation of the dream. What did Daniel do? Daniel starts naming off the attributes of God. Did you notice all those things that he said about God? He glorified God. That's what he did. That's what I find there, the fourth thing that Daniel has in his life. He glorifies God. It glorifies God, gives God all the glory. If you look at those five long verses, it shows Daniel glorifying God over and over. He gives him these attributes. It says he has wisdom. He has might. He's the timekeeper. He's the season keeper. He's the king keeper, the knowledge giver, the secret revealer, and the light giver. All those things that God has within him. And Daniel says, you, O God, you alone have these things and are able to do these. You are the one that gave me wisdom. You are the one that gave me mind. You're the one that revealed it to me. I didn't do it on my own. I have no way to do it on my own. But you, God, only you could do this. 1 Corinthians 6 and 20, Paul writes, for you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. You know, too many people today want to take credit for things that go on they have nothing to do with. Too many of us today, we want to be lifted up. We want to be glorified. We want to be exalted. We want people to look at us and say, boy, look at what he did, what she did. Look at all the things that they're able to do. Friends, I'll tell you this morning, I'll be honest with you today, I couldn't even take credit for breathing this morning, because God's the one that gave me the air to breathe. God gave me the lungs to be able to work, to breathe that breath. This morning, I had nothing to do with it. God gets all the glory for everything. And friends, if there's anything that's ever good come out of your life, it was because God allowed it to come out of there. You didn't do it on your own. God allowed you to do it. We need to give him the glory. We need to glorify God today. We need to have a little bit of that Daniel in us and glorify him. Verse 24 says, Therefore Daniel went in unto Arioch, the butcher of Babylon, whom the king had ordained to destroy the wise men of Babylon. He went and said thus unto him, destroy not the wise men of Babylon. Bring me in before the king, and I will show unto the king the interpretation. The fifth thing I see in Daniel's life for God, that he is bold. He is bold in his way of seeing God today. How many people today would come up before the butcher of Babylon and say, hold on a minute there, Arioch. Don't you go slay any of these wise men today, because I want you to know you put me before the king, and I will declare him this. Because why? Because God told it to him. And he says, I'll do this. He said, don't you take another step here. Hebrews 4 and 16, the writer of Hebrews, which I believe to be Paul, says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Friends, we need to take these lessons from the Bible and apply them to our lives. It's not just for Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. It's for us this morning. The Bible, even though this may have been over 2,000, 3,000 years ago, back in the life of Daniel, and these things happened, we can find these attributes in our own lives today if we'll just be the men and women of God that we need to be. Verse 25 says, then Arioch brought in Daniel before the king in haste, and said thus unto him, I found a man. He found a man, huh? Of the captives of Judah, that will make known unto the king the interpretation. The king answered, said to Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, art thou able to make known unto me the dream which I've seen and the interpretation thereof? Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, the secret which the king has demanded cannot the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, the soothsayers show unto the king. Verse 28 is the key. But there is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets and maketh known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days. Thy dream and the visions of thy head upon thy bed are these. As for thee, O king, thy thoughts came into thy mind upon thy bed. What should come to pass hereafter? And he that revealeth secrets maketh known to thee what shall come to pass. But as for me, the secret is not revealed to me for any wisdom that I have more than any living, but for their sakes that shall make known the interpretation to the king, and that thou mightest know the thoughts of thy heart. The sixth and final thing I find in the life of Daniel is he has great humility. Great humility. Did you notice what he said to the king? He said there, I have more than any. He says, it's not for my wisdom that I have more than any living. It's not revealed to me for any wisdom that I have, he said. But verse 28 said, but there is a God in heaven. There is a God in heaven. Great humbleness there. There's a striking difference between what Daniel said and what Arioch said. You see what Arioch said? He said, I have found a man. Arioch took all the credit. I've went out there. I've searched the kingdom over. Oh, king, I knew it would please you. And I went and found this Hebrew man over here, Daniel, we call Belteshazzar. And I found him. And I brought him to you. And I'm going to get all the credit. I'm going to get all the glory, king. Here he is. I've done this for you. He took all the credit. Daniel said, it wasn't me. I don't have any wisdom in me. I'm nothing. I'm nobody. But there is a God in heaven. There is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets and maketh known to the king. God in heaven. The Bible says this in Proverbs 22 and 4. By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. If you find anything in the life of Daniel that you can say reflects Daniel's life, his entire time was his humility. The Bible says there, by humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. What did Daniel have? He had all three. He had all three of them. Daniel comes right out, says, I can't, neither can any other man in this kingdom answer your dream or interpret that dream. I can't do it. But there is a God in heaven. I want to stop right now. Let's grab this pulpit right now. Let's just fling it over. Let's jump up and grab a hold of these chandeliers this morning. And let's swing off of them a little bit. Let's walk on the back of these pews this morning. Let's do a little bit of jumping jacks this morning in the name of God. But why? Because there's a God in heaven. When everything else seems like it's lost this morning, there's a God in heaven that can take care of it. I think of other men in the Bible. I remember when old David, he was facing the opposition there of that awful kingdom there, when that giant Goliath was standing there for him, a 9-foot man, and everybody else was trembling. And what did Daniel do? He came out there and he said, there's a God in Israel this morning that can take care of this giant. What did he do? He marched off the battlefield holding the head of the giant, because there's a God in heaven this morning. Elijah standing on top of Mount Carmel, hadn't rained in 3 years. It was a drought. There was nothing in there. He looked out on a perfectly blue sky, wasn't a cloud in the sky, and he looked up, but there was a God in heaven, because there was a little cloud that come up over the horizon the size of a man's hand. Why? Because that was the hand of God that came out, and he allowed it to rain. There was a God in heaven. Daniel, thrown into that hungry lion's den, should have been devoured, should have been eaten up. But what did the Bible say? He went in there and he come out, and there was nothing on him touched. That lion didn't do anything. It shut its mouth, and the king opened up that door, and here comes Daniel walking out of there. Why? Because there was a God in heaven. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they're thrown in the fiery furnace. And the Bible says when they opened up that furnace, they looked in, and the king looked in. He said, there's what I thought, we threw 3 men in there, and I see 4. And the 4th one looks like the Son of God standing down in there. Why did he see that? Because there's a God in heaven. Why did they come out of there? The Bible says they come out of that furnace, and there wasn't anything on them touched. Their clothes wasn't singed. They didn't even smell a smoke. Why? Because there's a God in heaven this morning. I want you to know that when you've been diagnosed with cancer, there's a God in heaven. When there's things that come on your life that you can't do anything about, when the doctor says, we give up, we've never seen anything like it, there's no medicine that can help you, but I want you to know today there's a God in heaven. When you come and your boss says, we can't use you anymore, here's your walking papers. Hit the door, buddy. I want you can walk out that door and you can say, I may not have a job, but there's a God in heaven today. When you go home and there's a note on your door that says, I hate you, I don't want anything to do with you, I've left you, you can go out there and you can say, but there is a God in heaven today. When you can go before your adversaries, they may talk about you, they may hate you, they may say things about you, but you know what? There is a God in heaven. Your very best friend may leave you, he may forsake you, he may never have nothing to do with you, but there's a God in heaven. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. He'll be there for you to the very end. There's a God in heaven today. Friends, I want you to know that today, when KUB comes and they turn off your lights because you can't pay your bill, there's still a God in heaven. When the people tell you that you're worthless and you're useless and you can't be used of God, I want you to know there's a God in heaven. Man may not be able to do it. People may not be able to help you, but there is a God in heaven this morning. Friends, I want you to know, no matter what you've done in your life, these people come to me and they say, Brother Byron, I've done such things. I'm ashamed. I'm embarrassed. There's nothing that God can do for me. I'm bound for hell today. These people told me I'm going to go to hell, and I know I'm going to go to hell for the way I've lived my life. Friends, don't give up, because there's a God in heaven this morning. Friends, and he can take the man, no matter what you've done, no matter what you may have said, he can take you and he can save you. He can reach down, and that blood of Calvary that was sung about this morning can just go all over your heart, and he will take care of that problem that you had. And God will never remember it again. He doesn't remember your sin. Once they've been forgiven, he never brings them back up. He never does tell you that you remember what you used to be. He takes those sins and he casts them as far as the east from the west. He buries them down in the depths of the sea, never to be remembered again. And there is a God in heaven today. Everybody that you know may remember every little wicked thing you've ever done. They may mention it every time they see your face, but God never will. Why? Because there's a God in heaven this morning. There's a God in heaven. When you think you can't go one more step, when you think this world is as wicked as it's ever going to be, and that time has surely run out, and you can't make it another day, friends, there is still a God in heaven today. And he loves you. He loves you just as much as he loved Daniel. He loves you just as much as he did Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He loves you that much. And he was willing to save you no matter what your sin is.
We pray that this has been a blessing to you. If you feel led to help us with the cost of the broadcast, our address is Highland Baptist Church, 6014 Babelay Road, Knoxville, Tennessee, 37924. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.
The Holy One comes down, brethren, pray. Amen.